Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast where our wives are funnier than us. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Thank you so much to everyone who checked out our episode last week, listened to the first time. And I think of the past couple of episodes, we've done highest engagement in terms of like comments and reshares and stuff like that. So thank you so much to everyone who finally watched our podcast for the first time after 6 years and said, your wives are so funny. They should be on the show every week. Thank you. We are really trying hard over here and we love them.
It went very smooth. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Wife was very nervous. Don't know about Amanda. Actually was very nervous.
Amanda was, I think, ahead of time, but once we kind of sat down and got to talking, it seemed like her nerves kind of subsided a little bit.
No, actually was like, all I can see is the fear.
Let me tell you what, though, we're going to look back at a year. We're going to say the two greatest bits we had on this show were Kids on the Moon and the Paper in Church. The Paper in Church bit, which should have been honestly the highlight, like the social clip that we posted. And it's not too late. I could go back and grab it, but
we can always be there,
man.
Yeah. I was like, what is she even? I also was like, I don't know what
church you went to. And at this point, I'm afraid to ask.
Hey, absolutely. I was like, where are we going with this? And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I mean, you're not wrong, you know,
but I don't want to technically say you're right either, you know, it's right in between.
I don't know where we are in this. I was like, Landry, play us off.
Yeah. What's the next question? Can you just go ahead and give the next one up? Yeah. So speaking of, thank you everyone who might be watching us, checking us out for the first time. I wanted to take a moment at the top of this episode to say, if you're not watching, you can join us over on YouTube and check it out. If you're not already subscribed, please do. And especially new for this week, let's see if I did it right. Hey, we are officially talking about and publishing and sharing our Discord. So we have a Discord. It will be linked in the episode description down below, but also in the link tree that we have on our social media accounts. But basically, we have a Discord. It's not a cook group. It's not a buy, sell, trade sort of place. It's just a group for fans of the show and, you know, friends of ours to talk about sneakers, what's going on. We honestly don't even really talk about the show that much. It's just, if you want to hang out with other people and talk about sneakers, it's a good place to do so. So Shoe Podcast Discord, go ahead and check it out.
Come on in.
We have a fun time there. Let's see. And look at that. Look at that smooth little transition there. All right. Speaking of talking about shoes though, the reason everyone is here today, the March 2024 sneaker releases. Now, here's how quick things are changing at this point. You and I were texting yesterday, just a mere, let's call it 36 hours ago, of like, hey, we might need to pick an episode, a different episode topic, because March is looking pretty dry as of right now. For the listener context, we're recording on the 27th now. So a few days before, not even technically out of February now. But over the past 24 hours, I think some more stuff has been added. I wouldn't call it the saving grace of March, but I think there is more to talk about now. What is your initial impression of how March is looking to shake out here?
Not surprising. I mean, I think we're getting into that kind of part of the year where we may see one or two kind of cool things, but we're not in the hype of the new year and we're not really into the summer. Or even like the end of the year. So this is kind of the part of the year where I'm like kind of a struggle. I didn't check it out until I didn't start looking at the calendar till today. And that's whenever we got on and I was like, yeah, man, March is looking a little oof. And you were like, oh, man, well, it's actually better than yesterday. If
you
think
today is bad, you should have seen yesterday. Yeah. To your point, the first 3 to 4 months of the year are normally pretty slow, which is why we always take January off. This year, February was a bit of an anomaly where we ate, and I hope you all stashed away some for the coming months because we are going into hibernation mode now. Typically, like the couple of saving graces you have, right, are like All-Star Weekend in February and Air Max Day in March, which both of those this year not quite hitting the mark.
Well, All-Star was also just in general kind of a
They had an unfortunate timing there that I'm pretty sure All-Star Weekend was the same weekend that Trump Sneakers released at SneakerCon. So it's like when you want to talk about, right, you're trying to make like the biggest splash. It's your time of the year. And like, So anyways, go ahead.
I wonder if those will be on the calendar.
Well, they already released, so not for March. No.
I guess pre-order.
Yeah, they were pre-order. Maybe they'll have the official release. Everyone make sure to check back January 6th. That's right. He said the quiet part out loud. Listeners gone. You're probably not the ones we wanted. All right. So I like that little move there. We are going to scroll through the sneaker news and the Kicks on Fire calendar to look at what is coming out this month. As we do every month, apologies in advance. We are not performance basketball people. So there are a couple, though, that I might point out, but let's get it pulled up. Again, as good a time as ever to reiterate the importance of this being a visual episode. If you are just listening, yes, this is probably not going to translate. Pull the car over on the side of I-10 on the Atchafalaya Basin. Just park for 50 minutes. It's a tight shoulder. Yeah. You got to roll down the window. You got to pull the side mirror in. Okay. You don't want to get clipped.
Yeah. You don't want to get clipped. When are they putting the cameras up?
That's some real niche local humor there. Yeah. But
there you go.
All right.
For my South LA people.
Y'all know what we're talking about. Starting off in March, we got like some golden Air Forces and the Dunks to go along with it. The KD16. I'll be quick to say we are getting tired of the Mac Attack, but this sort of like suede colorway that's going on here,
it's
one of the better ones. Yeah.
I will say it's not terrible.
The Zoom GT Hustle 2, the GT Jump 2. This is what I wanted to talk to you about, though. The Anthony Edwards Best of Addy, though I've also seen these kind of called the Stormtrooper colorway. How do you feel about the first signature silhouette from Anthony Edwards? A lot of what I'm seeing online, again, we have to preface all of this with like not performance basketball people. But the general consensus online seems to be that Adidas signature basketball kind of like doing better and hotter than Nike signature basketball sneakers right now.
So I also would agree. Now it does look like a weird mix of Yeezy and Fear of God, which I mean, to be fair, if we know anything about a big brand, they have no problem ripping themselves off.
Where's the angle? For me, it's this angle. That toe is so like Yeezy Quantum and Fear of God first silhouette that they're doing. Yeah.
However, I like them. Mm-hmm. I like the look. I think they look really good. It looks very futuristic, but not so futuristic that it doesn't seem like it can fit with now.
Yeah.
So I really like it. I think it looks really comfortable to wear. Again, I'm not a performance like a sneaker, so I'm not entirely sure, but it looks really cool and it looks really comfortable.
From what I'm reading online or seeing people talk about online, is that where Adidas is shining right now in their performance basketball sneakers is that they're not trying to do what Nike's doing, which is like it's good for performance but also good for everyday lifestyle wear. Adidas is just like focusing on the performance side of it. And I think that seems to be resonating with people more right now. Cause when you try to appease both and you miss one, then you miss both, right? You know, it's like, this doesn't look that great for casual wear and it's not that great for performance. Like it's got no redeeming. This one being so performance focused, I think people are just appreciating it and it being a different take, you know, than like so much of what we're used to seeing from signature silhouettes now.
No, I agree. I think that's the way that it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not 2016 anymore. We're not wearing KDs with khakis, you know, with the
the Nike Elite socks,
the joggers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was a time. It was great. Don't get Let me wrong. It go. I love it.
Let it go.
But I think what you say is great. If you try to split and make both parties happy, you just end up failing. And I think both parties are just like, this isn't a good basketball shoe, so it's not a good performance shoe. And then people are like, it may look good, but it's also a performance shoe, so it's like hard to wear.
It's not going to be the maximum comfort you could be having.
So I don't know, and I think, you know, it may get to where it's like, if you've got too many flashy shoes out there, I think that's kind of where Nike's trying to do is like every shoe wants to be a big standout. And I think that's also hard because I think a lot of people are like, what helps push you to buy a shoe is when you can see it worn in a lot of different outfits, and you can mm-hmm. be like, oh, I could wear this for this occasion or this occasion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, let's go to being like, yeah, I've got these shoes that I'm wearing to the court, and then these are the shoes that I pull out of the bag.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, of all the performance basketball secret talk that you're not going to hear us do, there's a little something for y'all.
I think that was a lot.
There's a little something for y'all. Yeah. Moving along, on issue number 5, Mambo number 5, the Dame 8, the Harden volume 8, not really hitting as much for me as the Anthony Edwards 1, but I still appreciate that we're going out there and we're doing something different. Like, you know, pretty recognizably unique design going on here. You know, it doesn't, I feel like it's not too confusable for a lot of other stuff. It doesn't look too generic. It's by nature, not for me. Boy, what did Harden have? The first colorway or two, this first silhouette or two that he did with Adidas, I remember being super into. I would have to look them up to remember like what they even looked like, but I remember being into them. But that was around the time that I bought a pair of Kyries and I was like, these look cool. And I was like, what do you mean you can't wear them all day? So I never ended up getting them, but you know, something a little different.
Yeah. Let's stop beating around the bush though. Come on. Just the whole middle section right there. Cut out the shoe.
Yeah.
I just want to see bare feet. No, not even transparent.
Yeah.
Just completely. Yeah. You want to talk about ventilation, giant hole in the shoe.
These are breathable. Oh, there's no shoe. Well, yeah, but they're breathable. Well,
you want breathability.
Yeah. Right? A very shiny Stan Smith, the ASICS Gel NYC.
Hey, I'm walking in.
I saw these earlier on the calendar. I thought these had already, dropping again. There you go. There's the headline. So I thought I'd read that the first release of these they did, I didn't try to go for, you were a big fan of these when we talked about them last month.
Not bad.
I think the first release on Saucony's website was pretty limited and people were like, hold up. I didn't. Yeah. That's too much hype for a Saucony. Like I'm just trying to buy the shoes here. So, cool to see them doing another release. This is still great execution on the details and the materials here. This is still a fun one.
Those laces.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite part of the shoe. Great color.
Quarter Snacks and the Converse 1-star. More Dunk Lows. Ultra Boost. Y'all remember Ultra Boost?
1.0s too.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, what if we did 1.0s? I love it. Give me more 1.0s. I don't think I'll buy an Ultra Boost. I think with the sneaker market now, with all day like comfortability and like the versatility that we have. I mean, Ultra Boost used to be the only one.
Right.
It used to just be like, this is an all day great comfort wear. And I think they are great. Yeah. But I think just now there's so many other choices.
Got my Vomeros, sold both pairs of Ultra Boost. I'll just put that out
there.
Both pairs. I was like, okay, well, cause already like to your point, I'd been holding on to them for the comfort, right? Not necessarily the style. Cause like, I think they've had their time. It's not really what I'm wanting right now. And so now that I've got Vomeros, which is like both the comfort and the style, I'm like, okay, well, I do not need Ultra Boost anymore. Well, so
yeah, Vomeros are hidden and they got the comfort. So
that part.
Yeah. I think now if I'm doing like an athletic type, maybe like a look, I think I am going more towards the classics, like those Air Max look, things like that.
Yeah. The next colorway of the Fear of God Athletics 1 in clay, which not surprising to see from Fear of God. The Jacques Nike J-Force 1. I had not seen this one yet. I'd seen the Air Maxes that they were doing, but this is what? Like, this is kind of Air Max 1-ish upper, but on like a woven sole, but I think that's a new sole that they're doing.
Looks right now. Love the tiny swoosh, though.
Yeah. Oh, you should see. Have you seen the Air Max they're doing?
Okay, hang on. No.
Hang on. We're going to pull it up here. You are going to love swoosh. These even better than baby swoosh. Where's, hang on. I got to find a picture.
Just no swoosh.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, this is tough now. Okay. Hang on. Coming back. Wow. Someone's got to have it. It has the tiniest little air. Here we go. You see?
Oh, wow.
But little swoosh as well. Little swoosh and tiniest little air bubble. Just the smallest little thing you've ever seen. Yeah.
That is pretty awesome. I do.
So anyways, no peeking. This one, I mean, curious I'll give them up for, you know, it's kind of like when Union did the Woven on the Jordan 1, where I'm like, I don't know if I love it yet, and I don't know if this is going to stick, but like, I always like to see them trying something new like that.
Appreciate you doing something.
Yeah, go for it, King. This Dunk Glow, which, you know, I'm pretty cool on dunks right now, but this one, all the different materials. Oh, this is okay. This is one I did want to ask you about, right? So Air Max ones, I know you got a thing. We don't need a mini swoosh on the front, right? What if we put the mini swoosh on the back? How does that affect you?
Here's the thing. I think of the placement's better.
Okay.
Still annoys the heck out of me.
That we got to put two swooshes on it.
I just don't know.
The swoosh, like, so nice. They did it twice.
What's the purpose? Like, I think it looks better. I think the placement is better, but I'm also just like, what are we doing? It's also better that it's not as
same color.
Yeah. Like it's kind of blended in. Like, it's not just like, here's another red swoosh. I'm just like, what are we doing? Why?
Yeah.
You know, overall, it's like the Coke commercials. I'm just like, what is this commercial for? We know the brand.
I don't need the polar bears anymore.
Well,
overall, a good dunk though. Hold on. I didn't mean it like that. We still need the polar bears. Just not in the Coke commercials. Cause right. Okay.
There you go. Oh, speaking of polar bears. Yeah. I'll put it, on air. Got to send you. Well, it's more adorable. Got to send you. We really could just text it to your wife. It's a turtle video.
Oh, okay. Any polar bears in it?
Mm-mm. Don't know why I thought about it, but just felt the need to.
Just also in March, we've got
swimming around. March is kind of dry.
Yeah. Well, we got the first, see, this is to the point of like, we're not performance basketball guys, but like, here's something to talk about. It could be the last of Kyrie's first signature sneaker, first signature silhouette with Anta. And especially important to talk about here, they are doing the launch of these at Sneaker Politics in Austin for South by Southwest. Hey, so
go ahead.
To the boys at Politics, getting the debut of high-profile athlete, new signature silhouette. Wow. Hop off, Kings.
I can't tell what he's trying to say about the pyramids, but there's something he's trying to say about the pyramids.
Kyrie's definitely got opinions on Cairo. I'll tell you that right now. You know, like,
clip it.
A bar? You want a bar real quick?
Clip it.
All right.
Clip it.
This says Kyrie Irving. I see it now. Okay. There's probably.
Are you reading it with your eyes? Or are you reading it with third eye?
All right. I was just about to make that joke. Yeah.
11 or 1-1?
See this, there right? You know, like, what are we actually, what are we saying here? Yeah. I don't even know if I'm cycling through the pictures at this point anymore. It's not for me in any sense, but like, good on Kyrie to go out and, you know, get the bag with Anta here and, you know, be happy in a sneaker deal after, you know, so long of not being happy with Nike in it.
Nothing makes me happier than when a millionaire gets more millions.
Well, lucky for you, I should tell you a little story about a small man named Jeffrey Bezos. You would love that story.
Jeffrey Bezos signs a deal with Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, just big capitalism going even bigger. Shut the show down right now, please.
Yeah.
Nike LeBron Money. 4 Fruity Pebbles. You want to talk about the khakis and Nike Elite Sox era. That would pop off right there.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite collabs is the LeBron and Fruity Pebbles.
I do love that LeBron. I had the dunks when they came out.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy them. Now, hold on now. Let's scroll down to these.
You want to talk about these a little bit?
I absolutely do. I guarantee. I show my wife these and it's dunzo. Also, $195.
Fashion hurts, baby. Fashion hurts. Show us the top down. Show us
fashion desert.
Look, here's the straps on that bad boy.
I don't hate these, and that's disgusting.
You could be pulling these off. You would go
well.
You probably wouldn't go pink. You might go seafoam here or black.
I was gonna say
black's a little too simple for what we've got going on design wise. You seafoam. These look like they're meant to be worn like house slippers. Like they look like they've got cushion lining on the inside of them.
This just reminds me of Claire's 2003.
Yeah.
That's all that
I hear a Hillary Duff metamorphosis hit coming through the loudspeakers there.
Bro, I'll cry right now.
These look like
I'll cry right now. This Cinnabon.
You could put these on and refer to yourself as pretty boy, and people would not be able to argue. And like, it would not be an insult, right? People would be like, "Damn, boy, pretty."
That is a pretty boy right there.
That's pretty boy. That's pretty boy attitude. Yeah.
Oh.
It's not pretty boy swag. Instagram. That was a different pretty boy attitude.
No, pretty boy attitude.
Come on, man. I just got the lower thirds updated for this. I just got the little titles at the bottom. Don't do it to me.
Change it to pretty boy attitude.
Pretty boy attitude. I hope it's not taken.
I like them less for $195.
Yeah. A little less pretty on that. Yeah.
This might be my wife's first purchase. Which we have a joint bank account. So jokes on me.
Jokes on me. It's also my purchase.
It's also my purchase. So.
More dunks coming out. This Vomero 5 in what I can only describe as like a Payless colorway, you know, like these to me would like, these are the Vomero colorways that I do not get down with, but I think so many people do, of like all these like bright neon primary colors, you know.
Yeah, this one not terrible. This one I don't know why I'm getting PlayStation.
What is this color scheme that's like, oh, Broncos? I don't know. Broncos?
Got some Broncos in it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you what. I also, you know what? Like, it seems weird. Like, I feel like the person who wears these is like the person going to like a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament, but pulling their deck out of like a Louis Vuitton bag.
Whoa. Okay. That's a picture you painted in my head. I didn't know where that sentence was going. And it just, I wasn't expecting it to go there.
Ooh.
You got the accents in the dark there?
Like a hold
on. They put glow in the dark on this shoe? They could do that? I didn't know they had that technology.
Is that shit reflective?
Yeah. It's not for me. Good for someone, but not for me.
Yeah. Is it the orange or the blue?
It's
one of them.
It's probably more the orange. I mean, because they
it's usually the orange.
Yeah.
Orange is hard.
Yeah, it's a tough color. It's not my favorite color, you know?
That's fair.
Sorry, Chester Cheetah. Yeah. Oh, two different references. Okay.
Yeah,
they didn't need to both catch strays there, right? We could have only took shots at one, but we doubled down and said, I hate orange this much. Both the Oompa Loompas and the Chester Cheetahs.
So out of sync that we are doing a phenomenal episode right now.
More Mac attacks and more social status Mac attacks, which I can't keep track of what colorways they have and haven't done, but I'm pretty sure they've done this one.
It feels like it.
I mean, this one's clean. I don't need the green and orange on the tongue. More reflective. Every time. Moth the flames here. I'm like, hang on. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. You know what's crazy? Since we got the Mac attack, led me to Please. Travis Scott. You know, I had this random thought. It was just one thing. I was like, man, what a bummer that like for Travis Scott. Cause like one, you can only wear Nike. Like that's it. You can't be seen wearing
it's in the deal. Else. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, that's kind of, I mean like a great brand to have. I'm sure. Like, but then I'm also just like the pressure of being like, I also just can't wear whatever Nike. Cause then obviously that, I'm sure is also in his contract because like, Nike'd be like, hey, if you put on anything, everyone's going to spin thinking that this is the next collab. So I'm like, his pool of shoes that he can openly wear in public are so tiny. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he doesn't care with the billions of dollars. Yeah,
I doubt they tell him which Nikes he can't wear. I mean, I'm sure they probably want to encourage him. If anything, they probably want to encourage him, which ones he should wear, of like, you know, Mac attack is a case in point where like they're trying to make it a thing, or like, you know, airships. I'm sure like they'd love for him to be wearing airships because they're trying to make that a thing. But I doubt like, I'm sure they would like, remember 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, when he was wearing all the dunks, right? All the old past dunks. That's good for them in the sense that like, you know, it helps the dunk business, but like what would be great is if he's wearing this dunk, right? That like, because they can't sell more Newcastle dunks, right? Taxi cabs. They can't sell. They can sell more dunks that kind of look like it, or they can make the knockoff colorways. But like, if he wears the upcoming one, I'm sure they would really like that. But
very true.
Again, I just love to see Travis Scott get a Nike sneaker deal. To I like when millionaires make more. You know, it just warms
makes
my heart.
Makes my heart happy.
It's like the cold side of the pillow.
Yeah.
Did you see these? The Air Max 186 Museum Masterpiece.
They definitely belong in a museum because they should be behind glass.
It looks like they're meant to be
crumpled
like
paper.
I see more like alabaster or like not marble necessarily.
Too
but
big
like,
of a word. Too big
okay,
of a word.
Sorry. It looks like clay, like kind of like clay. I see more of that than crumpled paper. The only thing I like about these though is the tribute to Tinker Hatfield on the inside of the sole.
That's
like,
great.
You know, but please do not step on the art. Like this to me reads like, remember, what was it? The not for resale Jordan 1s where it's like, bro, these are not just sneakers. And it's like, turns out actually. Yeah.
This looks like,
here we go.
Some art student in Fletcher. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're cramming your final. And you spilt coffee on your final draft and you said, forget it. This is what I'm turning in. And you got an A.
And they say, no, but they said, you're right. Your friends are there with you and they're pushing you. Like, you gotta power through this. And you're like, this is the third repeat of this Fleet Foxes album. Zeus is not delivering at this hour of the night. I gotta just get done with this. And
yeah,
this is the frustration of Fletcher hitting.
Yeah. Art is just money laundering for rich people now. So
thank you everyone for checking out another. Listen, we could wrap right there. That you should have saved that for the end. Come back to that at the end. Okay.
Go back to that. There you go. I'll hit it home.
More dunks.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I mean, have they not already done this? Cause if not, you know, like about time. The thing I like about it though is that they did put the shell pattern on the toe, which is
that's great because it is a shell toe. It's
good
cute.
Job. Good job.
Yeah. Hey, why are they wearing masks? They're pretty recognizable. You know, they're mutant turtles.
Got you. I thought you were talking about the shoe because I was like, because the turtles wear shoes. No, you just got beef with the actual Ninja Turtles now.
And they're like, well, for their identity, you don't have a social security card, so I don't think you have an identity because you're a turtle. You know what I mean? Like.
Are you worried they might mix you up with Michelangelo the painter? Because I don't think he was in the sewers of New York eating pizza, my guy.
And then I'm also so like this rat is well versed in like culture and life. Like,
and what's the deal with April? We're all a little too comfortable and chummy with April, you know?
Giant rat shredder.
Love is love. Like,
love is love. Mm. Which one do you think she got with?
Also in March, we got for Air Max Day, the two big releases that I think Nike is doing here is the, they're not going to do it. Just the image in the new tab.
Psych.
The Royal Blue, which this looks more like iridescent or like goes to purple.
That edit.
The Air Max One big bubble. And also the new silhouette for this year, the Air Max DN. Please work. All right. That sounded like what politician was that like gave the speech? And I was like, please clap. That's how I felt in that moment. The Air Max DN. How do you feel about Nike's signature Air Max Day silhouette for this year?
It's always tough because I'm not a big fan of like these solid light colors. Mm, and again, okay. I guess just like from our high school, like I see a solid black shoe. So all I think of is
the Reeboks. Yep.
It's really hard not to.
Yeah.
It's always interesting. I am curious. I guess maybe because it's just that a solid color is just easier to go with everything. It reminds me this also, I am getting a lot of like, maybe not Y2K, but very like early 2000s. Especially like all I can see with these is the ad for those Oakleys where they go over the top of your head.
Okay, I could see that vibe. You could wear those with these.
Yeah. Or like Blade, just Wesley Snipes.
I was just like, thinking Blade, yeah. Yeah. These, God, you know.
The first two were so good.
Hitting heavy in the Euro Club. You got the shades on over your head.
Yeah. So this is very much of like a, like it's.
Traction pattern, bunch of tiny crosses on it? Question mark?
Hey. You just got to let the devil know who's up.
I say step it on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing you see is what is that 12 crosses coming for you as you're getting curb stuff? Not today, Satan.
Hey, shouldn't have been cost slipping. Shouldn't have been. Did I know you should have said, gosh darn, and you're regretting it now.
The Lord's name in vain on 10 toes right now. Not today.
Think again next time you drop a GD next to me.
If we see any of y'all in the comments, best believe we're coming for you.
Yeah. And those shoes come with, you know, those little sole protectors.
Oh yeah.
Like a big old sticker. Keep it in there. Just in case the blood gets on me. Rip that right on off.
Not me, officer. Doing the Lord's work.
Actually.
Not me. Uh-oh. Accidental crime. Not on our show.
Here.
Have you seen though, the Supreme colorway that they did of these, which I think already released on Supreme's website?
Can't say I have.
I think Supreme had their drop of these, and there are other colorways which are coming out. Oh, they did a silver bullet, but they also had also had or will have a black colorway of it coming out. I thought the Supreme colorway was better than the original. I think a lot of people, again, from what I saw online, thought this was kind of boring and plain, but I was like, this actually looks kind of fun. This looks kind of tough.
It's got a little bit it almost looks like, you know, with the different materials has different shades of black. So that does give it something to break up.
Yeah.
I like the black and the green. I think the black and the green look cool. Really good.
Yeah.
And I do like how the bubbles kind of stand out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
With this one. Now, again, that could just be, you know, the way that they shot it. And yeah, I mean, like Supreme being the reflective is pretty neat. I like that.
Yep. Sorry. Just go ahead and fill the airtime here. I didn't put together in my head.
Yeah. Interesting for a new silhouette, a new release. I just don't know how well it's going to.
I think they've been
going to go.
They've been struggling with Air Max Day releases since the 270. You know, I think the 270 or maybe the 720. Some people like the 720. Were like the last big ones, but remember they did the 2090 when it was whatever year anniversary of the Air Max 90. Mm-hmm. And then they had the Air Max pre-day. So I think, I mean, at this point, it kind of feels like they are like letting go of Air Max Day in the sense that like, it seems like they kind of still do something out of ceremony, but outside of that, it's just like,
yeah,
but always going to be comparing it to the year they did the vote contest with the Witherspoon ones, or if that was the same year that they brought back the Atmos elephant print Air Max ones, or when they did the Para Air Max ones, you know, like you go that hard, they introduced the Vapor Max. It's just,
well, it's tough. I mean, I don't know, to me, either just treat Air Max Day where that's the day that you're going to retro something.
That's what it should be.
Bring, I think it should be like
the vault, like the holiday Jordan 11, you know, like every year Air Max Day, bring back a banger. Yeah.
You've got something, or even like, I think it would even be cool if you did like a signature shoot where it's like, hey, this is an Air Max 90 that we never saw. Mm. It never made it past. And we just want to have it. It's just going to be for Air Max Day. It's not going to be a big production.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think this could make the cut, but we liked it. It was a passion project that we liked, but it just never made it to the final. I think that would be cool. I think that'd be a fun story. I think for the people who love the history of Air Max, it would make Air Max a special day. It's like, okay, well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Rather than like, oh, here's a new silhouette. And then 2 years from now, it's a dead silhouette. And it's like, you know, even, it's crazy because even thinking of like the 270s, like I think the 270s were great. Like, I think they looked good. I think they had
good colorways. They still sell them.
I think they were comfortable, but they're I mean, it's a dead silhouette. Like, it's not, it doesn't get like the big push.
It's dead to us, but I think it still moves numbers in the mall, which is like, it's not hype, but still like the Air Max 2090, I don't think it's still for sale in the Air Max pre-day, both of which launched more recently than that. So all that to say though, that it's just like, I think the 270 was the last new signature silhouette they introduced that stuff.
I caught it.
You saying it reminded me that I think the last Air Max Day I cared about was when they retroed the Bacons. That was
a big one.
Big moment.
Yeah. Bacons were great.
Rounding out March on sneaker news, a lot of the Adidas SL72, which I'm not too familiar with, but looks good and fine, you know.
Hey, shout out to my people across the pond.
There you go. And then now you're getting just into the, well, it might come out in March. Something that I did like here, though, was that, like, it seems like kind of this colorway going across different lines of, like, the all-cream ACG, the all-cream Air Max 90, the all-cream ISPA. It looks like Reebok tried to sneak one in there. Like, no, 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 we're with them. We're with them. That's our group. That's our group right there.
Yep. All together.
What the only family. Other one I saw on this page that I think some people will be excited about is the Hidden NY ASICS Gel NYC. Not a big Hidden NY guy. I just never really got on board with it. And then the whole, as we've said many times, bright silver panels on mesh runners is also not my thing. So I don't know. A lot of this shoe to me kind of feels like you were born in the 2000s, but you really love the 90s, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But it's just like, yeah. Just see this whole aesthetic kind of feels like yearning for a time I did not live in, which is fine. He said with like a closet full of Jordan 1s, right? Like I wasn't there. I wasn't on the court with Mike at that time, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's different though. I think, you know, with, like Jordan has transcended that, late '80s, early '90s.
Yeah.
Whereas right. This was very much like a, we thought the computers were going to turn off forever.
too funny. What a time. Let's see what we've got on the Jordan brand side of things. I think there's just a couple here to talk about really for March. Oh, they added some more Jordan 1 Low 85 Metallic Blue. Clean and fine. The Jordan 5 Olives. Not bad. Not for me.
Yeah.
The Travis Scott Jordan Jumpman Jack, which these had the first small release on Grammy night, which a lot of people claim was not actually released, but just loaded as sold out to promote the hype of it. Did we talk about this last month?
Yeah,
we did. Okay. Not too many more thoughts. A fine, but not mind blowing first signature silhouette here. A wider release. I'm sure it's going to sell out as well. So good for them. The Dusted Clay Jordan 1 Highs looks
good. That's a good looking one.
I'm personally at a point where I don't need more Jordan 1s. If anything, I'm trying to thin out my collection, but this is a good one, I think.
I would agree. I think that's a really, really good looking one. That's one of the ones where it's like, hey, if you're wanting a Jordan 1 or whatever it is, like, that's a good looking shoe right there.
With the suede on it. I mean, if you're building your collection, good one to have in there, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like you don't have anything fall. The pumpkin patch.
You're going to have to put these on ice for a bit. The pumpkin spice latte ones here. But when the time comes around, you're going to defrost these bangers. Boy,
sprinkle some nutmeg on that thing.
You're going to make me thirsty. The Awake NY Jordan Airships. Again, they're pushing the airships. I think this is one of the better airships that has happened in a bit here. It's still not one that I want. I like the different details they did on this with the snakeskin and then the little Awake A that is stitched on kind of like the foot there. I am so tired though of this midsole treatment that they keep doing of like, it's vintage. I'm like, no, it's stained. Like this is,
it's different.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of snakeskin.
I personally would not wear these, but like, I just like seeing something a little bit different from like, another airship, or where is it? I know it's in here. Hang on. We'll get to it. Green Glow Jordan 3s.
No, do the 4s.
Listen, we don't need to keep putting colorways on other silhouettes. Just chill.
Do the 4s again. The 4s are so good.
Yeah.
The Green Glow 4s are so good. They're like one of my favorite.
Here it is. I was saying. Speaking of the midsoles, like we just don't need to keep doing this midsole.
Didn't even look good. Looked like someone tinkled on it.
That's what I keep saying. Like you can do just yellowed. Like you could just do cream or sail, but we don't have to do this. But again, this is why I like the Awake collaboration. Cause like, this is the alternative of what we're getting where I just feel like we've seen this so much of like trying to pitch like the classic aged airship and it's just not taking. So,
Let me tell you what the lawn care ASMR community with those.
Oh, these?
Yo.
That's a good look. That's a good look for that.
Like either people who do like the golf course stuff.
Okay. Golfers, hit us up in the chat. Let us know if these are resonating with you.
Yeah. Is this a chip in for birdie, or are you double bogeying on this?
I don't have the knowledge to continue this bit with you, but I wish I did.
Or I could even be like, is this a chip in or a three putt? I'll get that.
Four. Moving on to Yeezy, which we are talking about again now, I guess. Maybe technically releasing in February. I don't know, but there's some more 350s coming out, which I guess have already been made. I don't know. I don't want to get all into it or not right now, but here's what I will say, right? I think Ye is actually hitting the nail on the head here, being like, you know, everybody knows the 350's been corny. I personally, it's in Ultra Boost territory for me, right? Very comfortable, but like, this silhouette has been out for so long though that like, to me, it's no longer like the popular relevant thing. Where I think what's funny and where he's off is him talking about like how bad this colorway is, right? Of like, you're telling me the man who pioneered 50 shades of beige is like, oh, but it's all gray. Hold on. That's corny. Like,
it's like, come on. Yay.
That being said, I agree. It's, you know, it's not bad. It's just plain, you know, and
yeah,
I'd be fine if this didn't release. I don't think we need this.
It is weird. It is odd. I just don't really think the Yeezy wave is really there anymore. Regardless of whatever he done.
Like, yeah.
I think even as that happened, I think kind of like what you said, I think just the silhouette is no longer a fit that people are trying to put together.
I agree with you that it's not hot, but I am just as surprised to see like there's a ton of people hyped that more 350s are coming out. So like maybe it's not in like the mainstream sneaker culture, or maybe it is in the mainstream. It's not in like the hype beast sneaker culture. Maybe it is. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't see a lot of people wearing these, but there seems to be a lot of people online excited to get them. I guess maybe more so for just like casual everyday wear rather than thinking necessarily like, I'm going to get a fit off with these.
But then again, I'm also just like, I mean, how many different V2s did we have? And I feel like it was, you've got 40 to 50 different colorways.
Why do you need more? Like,
why do you need gray? You know what I mean? Like there's other colorways that could have fit that have a better pop or a better look. So it's like, it's not like you're hurting for a 350. You know, like a V2. And again, I don't know what the market is like on V2. So I don't know if it's like how it once was, where it was like, oh yeah, it's, you gotta want this silhouette or this colorway.
Yeah.
And they're like, cause I mean, there's still what, 220?
Yeah.
You know,
like 230 price, it's going up.
230 inflation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I also do not care for this video with just, kind of callously and loosely throwing around some pretty traumatizing language for certain people.
Just
casually.
I mean, that's also Kanye.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, we'll quickly look at what Kicks on Fire has on their calendar to see if we miss anything here. More calm slides. These Vomero color. See, like, I'm just at that point where I don't need colorways like this that I can't wear that often. Oh, another colorway of the Air Max Plus Drift.
The Drift.
I think still a good silhouette. I don't really love the highlighter colorway, but
it fits with the silhouette. That at least.
That's true.
I mean, yes, I don't like it, but I think it does fit that silhouette well. Yeah.
The Nike Women's Air Max 187 Malachite. That sounds Old Testament. That sounds like Malachite. That sounds biblical right there.
That is Children of the Corn right there, which is true because I think the main character is called, his name is Malachi. So okay,
so very fact close. Check us on that.
There you go. Children of the Corn fans?
Pop off.
Don't rise up. Off.
Just a corn fan, actually, but with the letter K. That crossover. Yeah.
Children. Well, that's already a thing. I know that's got to be
a thing. Children of the Corn. That's low hanging fruit. Well, I guess low hanging vegetable, but yeah. All right. He's getting, all right. More colorways of the AE1.
That's my bedtime.
I do like these Supreme's take on the SB Darwin here. I think it's a cool looking silhouette. I think I like it because it gives me the ACG vibe, right? It kind of looks like the Explorer that they're doing right now or the Humara. So it's like, oops, not afraid to admit that that's why I like it.
Yeah. Okay. But I also was like, yo, that camo colorway is tight. That's all Supreme.
I knew
like,
you would kind of dig. Yeah.
It's like, they got me again. They put
camo with a little Supreme tag on it. Son of a, every time. You can't keep getting away with this.
I was like, yo, that camo colorway actually looks pretty
good. The alternate good. Laces?
Not so Supreme. I was like, God dang it.
Yeah. These don't look bad.
Why do they do camo so well?
All right. Now, let me ask you. What if we put the mini swoosh a little bit further up on the shoe, but not all the way on the front of the shoe? Oh, boy, I don't want to load. Hang on. Can we just grab this?
Screen.
Look. We put the mini swoosh on top of the main swoosh.
That's the worst.
But then we got the little tag with the little swoosh on it.
That one's worse. That one's the worst one. That's the worst part.
There it is.
It's worse than the toe.
Where else did they put a swoosh on it? Huh? I want to see more.
Huh? Where?
Is this like little butterflies on the do braids? That's cute. Okay. Let's see. Back to the list. The Darwins, Air Max 1s. The Cortez and a chlorophyll colorway. See, good classic Vomero colorways. Crazy Eights. A lot of performance stuff. The green clothes. Yeah. Just bring back the fours.
Hey.
Just do the fours. These Air Maxes, these look good. Good clean colorway. Good simple colorway. Speckled midsole. Cute.
Could have done without the speckled midsole, but I really like it. I think it's a great colorway. That's another one. I'm like, yo, that's going to really, you closet those till fall because that's going to really.
Yeah.
Or you put in the miles now and then come fall, they look a little bit, got some wear to them. Mm.
Is this another silhouette now? The Nike Air Zoom Drive with Nocta? I don't recall seeing this one before. And that's some of the feedback I've seen on, wow, it's really hard to unsee now, on the Air Max DN, the new signature silhouette for Air Max Day. You see the little crosses on the bottom and like the pattern of the upper here. A lot of people saying like the Air Max DN kind of looks like a Nocta silhouette. And I think when you see this one right here, it's like, that's kind of hard to unsee.
Yeah. Now it's.
Really something to think about there. Okay. The Trader ones are not popping off right now, but listen, you put an olive colorway on it. It's not bad. These I think are funny. I think SB right now is doing a whole thing of like, you know what this is, you know. There's some other SB silhouette right now, I forget what it is, that's doing like another Travis Scott kind of colorway on it, but this one to me is just straight up funny. Let's check for my boy here, the Huarache Runner Dark Obsidian. Let's see how it stacks up to the OG. Boy, it kicks on fire. Can we beef up the servers? There we go. I know we're using your service for free for our program here, but like, guys, could you beef it up?
Could you do better?
Oh, look at all these other ones. The Huarache Runner Light Ore. I like the look of.
Night Maroon.
Not too bad. I still think first colorway so far has been best colorway.
First colorway. It just, again, this one is like a Nightcrawler.
Okay.
I actually don't mind these. These are really good too.
It's not bad. It's just kind of simple, you know. I like yours. Like,
oh yeah,
it's simple, but it's got a little pop to it as well.
It really does. I still like will look down. Like, dang, that's a good looking shoe, man.
I
really
like what I'm doing now.
The runner is just, man. They did such a good job with that silhouette. I'm so happy to see him. Just
sorry, what is happening here? Nike Cortez Nike. Nike Sportswear Asia's. Okay. Woven details. Okay. They're really loving the woven materials right now over at Nike.
Yeah, it's hot.
They're throwing it on everything. These are kind of cool. I like all the details on them. If this were a collab, they'd probably have like a great story to tell with it, you know?
Yeah.
All the little details.
A lot of details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those Romeros, those women's right there, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure these already released, hence the name Valentine's Day. But
Valentine's Day.
I like them because it was kind of simple, little pop of color, you know?
I like that.
A little heart on the back and a little flower.
Hold on. Those are actually really fire.
The Air Max 1 slide.
Every time I see it.
If you are going to like a Mississippi beach this summer, This one's gonna, this is what you're gonna want to have on.
You better be single. Better be single.
You're gonna have too many people throwing themselves at you to have, to bring a partner. Let me tell you right now. You
catch your significant other wearing that to Holly Beach. You do not have a significant other.
Holly Beach is exactly the one I wanted to reference. Thank you. Come on. But I'm also like, it's a mule, wait, but it's golf? A golf? Right, exactly. Like, no laces? No. What are we doing? Like, what are we actually doing? Because it's got to have, like, right? It's got the golf spikes on it. Yeah, so you're, what is the use case that, like, you're on the green, but you're not trying to wear them to, like, actually play in? Golfers, pop off in the chat. Let us know what is the use case for these.
This we legitimately need to know.
Yeah, this we need help. Trophy room, Air Jordan ones.
We get it. UNC. Okay, cool.
Right. He played there. You got to know that. This is a good colorway, which I think has already come out before on the Vomero 5, the light armory blue. This is a good colorway.
All right. Women's, I like colorways, this one. Are popping off.
I think really almost all the Vomeros are technically women's. I think it's just a thing.
Well, technically, we're all women.
I don't know where to go with that conversation right now, but yeah.
Nowhere's good.
Nowhere's good. I guess not. These don't say women's in the name. But I know a lot of them, like the pair I had.
Ladies ain't looking at that. No. You could go to the other. Go to the other.
This
one,
yeah, there no, you go. This is safety orange, right? This is utilitarian.
You're pulling a Yu-Gi-Oh deck out of a JanSport.
This is like,
that's what these are.
This is, you're ready to throw hands with your buddy about Home Depot being better than Lowe's, right? Like, this is, these are the, oh, this is the, we can do it, we can help right here, you know? That's not their motto. You can do it, we can help.
I don't know. Either way, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't care what their motto is. Change it.
All right. Change it.
I just want to see some 60 year old dude.
You can just, do it, we can help. Yeah. Volume 8 Flamingos.
Just, no. We're putting up that pegboard, dude. We're putting up that pegboard.
All right. Round us out here.
British Tan Monarch.
That was British Tan Monarch for those of you that are listening. The Air Max Plus in just a classic black and white colorway. Clean.
Good. This is good. Again, I really like that ombre that they're doing with like that mesh underneath it. That's not bad. I mean, for just like a simple black white.
Yep.
I think it looks great.
The Air Max DNs. I think we're getting to the end of March.
See, here. Like that light, or the more I see of the Vomero 5s, I'm like, these are.
This one's already come out. So this might be a restock, but.
Gotcha.
Either way, which if you want these, probably go look on StockX for them because I think they've resell for cheaper than retail, because I think a lot of people thought when I was looking to get my first pair, I looked at these actually. So I
would
highly encourage you to get a pair of Vomeros. The only risk you run is you might not want to wear any of your other shoes.
Ooh, that's how true to size. I think that's what you said.
Yeah, they're true to size. There's the first look of April. This is going to be maybe a little controversial here. I don't mind this colorway that much. And I know it's got that reflective blue and silver on it. Something about how that blue and like that maroon or purple kind of play off each other. Like
they do play.
I kind of like it on this one a little bit.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
I'd really what have about, to see it.
Is this the other one that was down here? The licorice. Person. Like also, I don't hate these that much.
This one's not terrible. The purple.
Yeah.
I like in the front. These you'd have to say, like that heel, is that are you looking at what I was looking at?
Why do these look so smooth? Hang on, why do these look so smooth? No, you saw something else down here.
Yeah, no, it's on the shoe. It's the word right on that midsole. That really, really
New Balance
pushing, really pushing it.
Yeah,
I'd really have to see these in person to see all those colors play.
I thought you were talking about these because I'm like, why does this shoe look so smooth? Like,
It does.
So smooth.
Aerodynamic, but also would slow you down.
All right. There you have it. All the sneakers you need to know about in March and none of the ones that you don't. I think overall, some decent stuff coming out this month. For me personally, it's
not terrible.
It does not hold a candle to February, where I bought three pairs of shoes. So February really hit, which, again, thankfully, I need a slow March to recoup from February, and then maybe in April we can come back.
Very true.
Thank you, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. You can find more info on us on our website, shoepodcast.com. You can keep up with us on social media at Shoe Podcast everywhere except for where we're not. But that does include Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and let's get the YouTube one out of here. Go ahead. Go away, YouTube. Thank you. Once again, a reminder, if you didn't hit that subscribe button, please go ahead and do it. If you're not following wherever you listen to the show, leave that rating and review. But also, if you want to continue in on the conversation, go ahead and join our Discord. We will have a link to it in the episode description down below. Tanner, you got anything you want to leave the people with before we wrap up for the week here?
I just need a couple things. Okay. First off, we need more people in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
How else are we going to get those gosh dang kids back? Okay.
We got to get them back.
Thank you.
We should have a channel in the Discord.
We should have
bring the kids back.
Okay. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Two, if you've got a child, or if you're like, hey, I want to have a kid, the best thing to do is to don't talk about the healthy things in life, but do the healthy things in life and have your kids. See, I remember growing up, you know, I felt like my mom was a superwoman. She somehow was like, I got dinner cooked, I'm working out, I'm helping you do homework. I don't get it. I don't know how she did everything. And then I just felt that with last night. I'm in the garage, I'm working out. My little boy, he's playing with his dinosaurs. I'm like, you know what? I'm not talking about the good things. I'm showing him. I'm bringing all these healthy things into his life. So, you know, it's a good thing. Makes you feel better. And it's good. They see it growing up. They're like, oh, this is a healthy thing to do.
You give him that confidence to go to daycare. And when you start having the hypothetical, my dad could beat your dad up, he's seen the proof in the pudding. He's like, no. My dad's ripped. My dad's benching in the garage.
He's like, I don't know the weight, but there was a couple of plates on there.
There were a couple of plates.
And then I'm in the kitchen with a couple of plates. You know what I mean?
The other kids are like, no. My dad's got a Bowflex. He could take your dad. And then your son's like, my dad listened to Alter Bridge while he worked out. You do not want to mess with that man. He could do anything. He's in that state of mind.
Dude, he was crying, listening to Creed, still PR'd.
He was doing the chest fly with arms wide open, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, he not only was, he heard it, he saw it, he spoke it.
And that's going to do it for us. Thank you, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. We will be back next week with another one. Please don't get us TOS'd on YouTube by doing too accurate of a Creed impression there. I am your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Y'all have a good little weekend. See you in a week. Bye, friends.